Zika is on the rise in Colombia. According to new figures just released, more than 37,000 people have been sickened by the virus since an outbreak began there last fall. For most people, Zika symptoms are mild, but the uptick is worrying because the virus could be linked to complications like birth defects and a rare neurological condition that can cause temporary paralysis. It's called Guillain-Barré syndrome. NPR's Nurit Eisenman is in Colombia, in a place that's seen a dramatic number of Zika infections. Good morning, Nurit.
Good morning.
Let's talk first about Guillain-Barré.
Well, as you just said, Linda, Guillain-Barré is a condition that affects your neurological system. Basically, your immune system attacks your nerves. In a lot of cases, it can be really severe. People can be fully paralyzed for weeks. They have to be on breathing machines, and it can take months to recover. Some people never walk again. Normally, it's extremely rare, but people here are really worried because there's been this dramatic surge in cases since the Zika outbreak began. And this is happening in a lot of the countries that have had Zika: Brazil, El Salvador, Venezuela. I'm in this city called Cúcuta, and I visited a couple of ICUs here, including one at the main hospital. I talked to a neurologist there named Jairo Lizarazo. Here he is.
Ya hacia finales de enero empezaron a llegar muchos casos.
He's just said around the end of January, they suddenly started to get a lot of cases. And now they're seeing a new case every day. Across Colombia, they've already seen almost 100 cases since last fall, which is just way more than usual.
Do we know for sure that Guillain-Barré syndrome is linked to Zika?
It's an open question. It's hard to tell if someone has had Zika unless you test them right away while they still have an active infection. But the Guillain-Barré symptoms tend to develop a while afterwards. And even if someone has had Zika, you've got to prove it wasn't just a coincidence. People here, including Dr. Lizarazo, who we just heard from, are launching studies to look into this, but there aren't any firm answers yet.
Okay, what about microcephaly? These babies born with abnormally small heads. What is happening with that in Colombia?
That is definitely a concern. The latest numbers are that there are about 6,300 pregnant women in Colombia suspected to have fallen sick with Zika. Now, so far, they haven't seen any of these babies born with microcephaly like what we've seen in Brazil. That said, if you think about the time frame of the Zika epidemic, it hit Brazil first. The numbers in Colombia didn't really start swelling until months later, basically late last year. And of course, a pregnancy lasts 9 months. So based on that timing, officials we've spoken with say they expect that if Zika is causing microcephaly, it could be several more months before we'd see these cases in Colombia. So for now, they're just monitoring pregnant women who've had Zika. They're going to be running a very large study in cooperation with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. And Colombia is seen as a key to trying to prove a link between the birth defects and Zika.
How's the healthcare system in Colombia? How's it holding up?
Well, I've met a lot of excellent, dedicated doctors. But based on what I'm seeing, they are feeling the strain. We've gone to clinics where pregnant women are coming in for more tests. And of course, Guillain-Barré is really expensive. One of the treatments is called plasmapheresis. You basically clean out the antibodies out of the person's blood. That's very expensive. There's the 24/7 care needed in the ICU. People may need to be on respirators for weeks. And doctors and officials are telling us there's already a shortage of ICU beds here. So if this continues, it's going to be really tough.
That's NPR Global Health correspondent Nurit Eisenman. Thank you very much, Nurit.
You're welcome.